Yeah, that was my question about it, because I have several jumpers, but they're larger, and I've got a couple small pieces of equipment, and the jumpers almost push the equipment around on the desk, and then it's kind of hard to put it where I want it. So I was just wondering if it would make a difference if I went with the smaller stuff.
And that's the way I run mine, and if you talk to somebody else, they may give you a different answer or a different opinion, but I like the smaller stuff for the small jumpers. For that simple reason, you know, they're more flexible, and you can move, you know, put your equipment where you want it. Oh, just say a watt meter. You know, I've got to run a short jumper out of the radio into the watt meter, and then out of the watt meter over to the antenna tuner or whatever, you know, whichever way it goes. And the main coax that comes in from the antenna, I tie it into that piece of equipment because it's a big piece of equipment and it's not going anywhere.
Makes a lot of sense. All right. Well, I appreciate that, Gary. I was just thinking about that earlier today, and I thought if I was around, still awake, I would ask. And I know you've got a good setup over there, so that sounds like it might work out for me. I might make up some of those or buy some of those for some of my smaller pieces. I got to add a switch, and I want to add an SWR meter and all that, but I'm running out of room with those big jumpers. You know, they're kind of stiff, like you said, and I want to make it a little easier to maneuver around.
I do it, and I mean, you know, if you're going just for grins and giggles, you're running out of your HF transceiver into an HF amplifier. I run the little jumper out of the, you know, from the radio to the amplifier, but then I run the big coax from the amplifier out to the antenna. But just, you know, for a SWR bridge or a watt meter or something like that, I use the small stuff, and it seems to work out real well. Haven't had any problems with it. But then again, you know, there's other folks out there that like the big stuff, and, you know, they've got, that's all they've used, and that's okay, too. But I like the smaller stuff because it's more flexible, and that's basically the only reason. That if you're going to run real high power out, like 700 or 800 watts or you know, full legal limit, 1500 or something like that, you want the big stuff. You don't want the small stuff. It gets too warm and might break down on you. But I hope that helps you, Shane.
I appreciate that. I was just thinking, you know, if you had your equipment mounted in on shelving and it was all bolted down, you know, it wouldn't be that big of an issue. But I've just got a desk right now with my radio sitting on top of it. And this little 857 I'm talking on and the power supply and the little tuner for HF, you know, it's really lightweight. And it, you know, it won't stay where I put it or where I want it with the big jumper on it, the big stiff jumper. So, and I'm thinking about, like I said, adding some switch, antenna switch, and SWR meter and stuff. And I was just wondering about that. I appreciate that. That's really helpful, Gary. That's all I got tonight. I hope you have a good night. Got a good net going. Enjoyed it. KI4DOS, N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. Well, you take care up there, and you be safe out there on the roads. It's getting towards Christmas holidays, and don't want anything to happen to you out there in the big truck or on the small truck or the car, whatever you drive back and forth to home. You just be safe out there on the roads, and tell the wife and family we said hello, and I hope y'all are doing well and continue to do so. But glad we could help you a little bit, and 7-3 there, young man. You take care. Additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Second, and I'll submit my net report electronically. I've got a grand total of 67 tonight. Good net. I appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land that took the time to check in with us. Those that talked, ragged you a little bit, we enjoyed that as well. So, yeah, we love to have people to stay in and rag you with us. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of rider scrap. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.